Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 66 degrees. Good morning. 00 100 hours. Clear. 66 degrees. Good morning. 0 200 hours. Clear. 66 degrees. Good morning. 0 300 hours. Clear. 65 degrees. Good morning. 0 400 hours. Clear. 64 degrees. Good morning. 0 500 hours. Clear. 64 degrees. Good morning. 0 600 hours. Clear. 63 degrees.
They gonna put me in the movies. Good morning. There's a little snap, crackle, poppy. You're way up in God's country. Yeah, my Detroit. It's a little worse than it was yesterday. I ran that from my house, so I got to work yesterday. All right, well, you're making it, but yeah, it's snap, crackle, poppy. Yeah, that was pretty bad. Helps if I switch to the right VFO. There you go. Yeah, I don't know if you heard it. Whenever that repeater identifies, it goes to say the time, and it says clock not set. And I know he's running All-Star. I think Fred did up the box for him, so it would have been an ASL-3 distribution, I'm sure. So I've not heard that. I didn't know there was a way to have that spout off like that. Speaking of ASL-3, my clear node's on Hamvoip. I wonder how that's going to go. He said something about he's shipping, I think, the current version. You can still buy 4 and 5, Pi 4 and Pi 5. And I think those versions you can get in ASL-3. But it was questionable whether any of the older 3-based ones, and for sure my little one, he has made no mention of upgrading those to 3. So I don't know. I don't think it's as simple as installing his package on top of, although it could be, because, you know, you can buy his interface for any node. So I don't know. But mine's Hamvoip as well, and there's no sign for it being upgraded. I was talking to Dave about it. I was like, is it worth going to ASL-3? Do I need to go to ASL-3? You know, especially with my stuff runs flawlessly. I have not had to change anything. It's just, I don't want to touch it. And he said, don't make it a problem until it becomes a problem. And I was like, that's kind of what I'm going to run with then. Until I start having issues with it, I'm going to leave it be. But I believe somewhere in his support articles, I think he has an ASL-3 image. I could be mistaken, though. Yeah, I don't know why he hasn't just switched over to that wholesale. There must be something or some reason. But I would like to get mine on ASL-3 just because ASL-3 is upgradable. You can keep that one up to date. I'm a total convert to ASL-3, mostly because it runs on x86 based platforms. And the Pi appliance is pretty nice. There's still things I like about Hamvoip. Phil and I were talking about this. There are things I like about Hamvoip, but, you know, the things that I like about it are quickly being outweighed by the things I don't like, you know, as it stagnates. So I would just assume make the transition now, you know, because it's just a little different, you know. And where things are at in the file structure, you know, if you're looking to change this, the way they do certain things, and I just assume, you know, get the ASL-3 way down so that I don't have to go, oh yeah, they do it that way, you know, like, yeah, that's annoying. Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, on the clear note, it's kind of a moot point, right, because you're not really in there screwing around too much. But on like a Shari or a Weiss box or something like that, yeah, for sure. That's the one thing, though. I know, you know, I can set up a Hamvoip node pretty much blindfolded at this point. It takes me like 10 minutes. So I'm going to have to relearn that all over again if I ever want to make more, which I guess it's not a big deal, right? It's part of the hobby is learning.
Right, and I think you'll find that if you, the next time you got set one up, just go for 3. It's as easy, if not easier, than Hamvoip. I mean, Hamvoip's pretty easy, but so is ASL-3. ASL-3 is, they really, really have got it right. And while there's a couple of custom things that Magoo did with Hamvoip, that, you know, probably won't migrate their way over anytime soon. You know, they're not clever enough or useful enough to warrant somebody spending a lot of time porting the idea over to ASL3. So, you know, but like I said, it's really, really, I think, nicely done. You won't have any issue at all. You'll be able to set up an ASL3 node in, you know, in 15 minutes as well. That was the problem with ASL2. ASL2 was just a pain in the ass. You really had to understand how everything worked under the hood. And there's something to be said about that, but, you know, there's also people that just ain't got time for all that. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I hear you. My node experiences have made me pretty well-versed in Linux, which is a good thing because I've got a Steam Deck, which is a handheld PC for gaming. That's Linux. I work off of a MacBook Pro now. That's Linux-based. So I enjoy it. I love messing around with it, but I also get frustrated when things don't work the way I want them to, especially on the radio side. But I'll keep that in the back of my mind the next time I build a node. I want a portable node, but there's nothing out there like your Clear Zero, and it pisses me off. They're gone. Yeah, I wrote him, and when I didn't see it on the website, then I asked him if he'd be, you know, if he would sell the hats, and because really, if he had the hat, you could, you know, you could. That's the key, and he said no. So there you have it. I mean, it's a small thing, you know, and I mean a small thing as in, you know, caring about it, but it's. You know, it is. It's pretty cool. So, and I added that little Pi Zero, you know, battery kit to it, and just kind of made the whole package just sweet. It's kind of an open spot for All-Star.
I imagine between our group, we could go to PCB Way and develop a board. That a hat with an SA818 or whatever your flavor of preference is for a board or a radio board and figure that out. Like, this can't be that hard, right?
I try to be careful saying that anymore. I used to say that a lot, but then I realized that it might not be that hard, you know, but not for me. You know, it seems to me like somebody like Davian could whip up a, you know, a PCB, given, you know, some other information. You know, he's very good at that. So, you know, seems to me, you're right, but I'm just careful about saying that since it wouldn't be me making it.
Good morning, Zero.
I've never really sat down and looked at him, but I don't think there's a lot going on the radio board, right, on the hat side.
53 degrees.
I mean, no, really, you know, you could do it with a, love or hate the SA818, you could do it with an SA818 and then, you know, and then a an interface, you know, and the interface, you know, it doesn't amount to a whole lot. You just have to get those two things on one board, and then bring everything except for the data it needs and off the GPIO, and then you just got two wires that have to tack into data off one of the USB ports. So, you know, that's the key. The real trick with a a Pi Zero based unit is there's only two USB ports, and if you use one to power the thing, the other one is being used for the hat, so you don't have one available to break out for a Ethernet. So you got to find a way to get your credentials, at least the first time, into the unit before you, before you take out the two USB ports.
I forgot about that little tidbit, and it's a micro USB too, which makes it even harder to find an adapter.
And I could easily power the thing off the GPIO, leaving the one port that you would normally power it off of available for Ethernet adapter. You know, I suppose you could do that. A little funky, and now you're, soldering pins, soldering wires to the, or dropping wires down on the GPIO. You could, get the Wi-Fi credentials in it before you plug in the hat. If you could unplug the hat, then that port becomes available just for setting up Wi-Fi. So that'd probably be the easiest way is, unplug the hat, use that port, get it Wi-Fi, to get it credentialed up, and then you can plug the hat back in to go from there. So, that's the twicky part. W8FU.
I see what you mean. It's a lot of work for a slightly smaller form factor hotspot, and do I really need that? No, because I have plenty of room in my truck for a 5.4. I just, after seeing yours, it just ruined me. I'm like, that thing fits in your pocket. It's awesome. And then you got the UPS on it, which is even cooler because then, you said you get what, a day running on that thing?
The best part of a work day. I wouldn't use it for, I'd have to run it. There is some software with that. I don't know if I got the Pi Sugar on that one or the Pi Uptime, or I forget which one I got. But the one I got's got a, there's a little package you can install on your Pi that'll monitor its condition, and you can log into it and look at it. But I never got that successfully running. So, so it's all a big guess for me. It's like when I leave it on, I'm trying to time how long. And, of course, I imagine it's going to depend on how chatty it is. Then I kind of get, it's a long time. So I get busy with something else. And then I look over at it, 6 hours later, 7 hours later, and it's turned off. Did it turn off 10 minutes ago? Did it turn off an hour ago? 2 hours ago, and I didn't miss it. I just haven't found a way to keep my attention on it so I can say, yes, it's consistently lasting X number of hours. So it seems to me it runs the best part of a workday, but it's a guess because it's hard for me to monitor.
That's a valid point. I didn't think about you're going to babysit it for 6-7 hours straight. That's pretty hard to do. So I've got, I built a Ponagogi. I don't know if I told you or if you know what that is, but it's basically a Pi Zero with a UPS Pi Sugar on it, and it just cracks passwords. So it deauthorizes devices, captures the handshakes, and then I can pull the handshakes, convert them to a hex, and yada, yada, yada. I can decrypt the passwords. So I built that little thing, and I put a Pi Sugar in it, but I cheaped out, and I bought the cheap Pi Sugar. There's a couple different versions. So mine still runs on the GPIO pin, but it doesn't have any sort of telemetry. The one that was like $10 more has telemetry. So depending on which one you bought, you might not be able to. But because I can do the same thing, it's got a dashboard, and I can install different packages. And I tried before I knew which one I bought or knew what the difference was. I was like, these look identical, and this one's cheaper, so I bought it. But I tried to install that package, and it doesn't do anything because there's just no way for that battery to communicate. But it would be sweet if it did. So that's the other thing. I built that, and I'm like, this thing's so small. Like, how sick would it be a node?
Just leaving a little room for anybody else. But, I saw that, and I'm pretty sure I bought the one that has the capability, the telemetry, but I'd have to double check. You know, if there's a way you can tell by looking at it, or you just have to kind of go back and see which one you bought.
It might be listed on the board or the battery, but if you bought it on Amazon, that's going to be the easiest way. Just look at it. Other than that, I don't really know how to distinguish between the two. There was one other slight difference. I can't remember what it was, but I know that was the biggest one. And I didn't know that at the time. I would have bought this, you know, had I known that's what I was getting for the extra $10, I would have bought it just to mess with. Because with that too, right, it's a E-ink display, and I think I was able to get a battery gauge on the display, but I never know what the battery life is at. It just shows a voltage. So, you know, having that telemetry, especially on something like that where it's got a dashboard and it's a little hacking tool, would be nice to know something as simple as what's the battery life.
Well, I think it also had graceful shutdown. So, you know, if it detected the battery was, near depleted, it would gracefully shut down the device. So that's kind of nice, too. I'm going to play with that some more. I didn't go all in. I just did a real quick installation of the tools, and I didn't get it working, and I kind of gave up really quick. So I'm going to have to try that again. I would really like to know that.
They are fun things to tinker with. I could go for another Raspberry Pi project. That's why I brought that up. I don't know what I could do. I guess I could order another Shari kit for a Pi 02W, which is the same form factor as a Pi 4. It's just more power efficient. But then I'm in the same boat. I got to figure out how I can attach a UPS to it and then find a case.
Yeah, I sold my last Shari based Pi. I had two of them. I sold the last one recently, both of them actually. You know, not because there's any problem with them. I think they're a wonderful little piece of kit. But I've got the Clear Zero. So how many notes could I have running? It used to be a time I'd have a couple running, but you know, now I got one, and I don't even run that lately. Just sit on the repeater. But I've got that. What's that company that makes those, they don't include computers, but he makes RF decks, and I got the full duplex one. I can't remember the name, but, so I've got that node. I got to get that on the bench, though. It doesn't, it's not working as I would expect.
It's not the radio list guy, is it?
No, this guy makes some really, really nice form factor RF-only nodes. You know, you supply the Pi, and they have to plug in, to them. But his units have the interface and the radio. And he makes a duplex, and he makes a and he makes a simplex one. And I just for the life of me, I can't remember what the name of that guy is. And Larry had the full duplex one. And he, as usual, sold me everything he sells is top-notch, pristine, and priced really, really well. So he had one, and I couldn't resist. I bought it. And I've got that at home. I haven't had it running for a while, but I was using that for my home full duplex one. I've still got my home-built one, so I've got two or three other nodes. Hold on, I got to order my coffee here. All righty, I got my drink, the super-secret drink that's not on the menu.
I'm craving a donut, and I don't know why, but I'm debating on if I'm going to stop or not. I sold my last Shari 2. Phil's actually got it. Same thing, like nothing wrong with it, but I tried running two. Remember, it was thrashing the repeater. I had my clear note and the Shari up. One was monitoring FBI, one was parked on who cares, and then it was causing issues, so it defeated the purpose of why I built it. sold that to Phil, and now I just put my 2730 on crossband to FBI, and then parked the clear note on Who Cares, and that's the only place I hang out, so I really don't need anything else.
Hold on a sec here, just at the window. This barista, she's cute, and she's real chatty, so... old man's got to chat with the young lady.
Nothing wrong with that, man.
Well, somebody was keyed up there. Good morning. It wasn't me, WARCY. Good morning, gentlemen. I'm listening. I'm trying to learn things and stay out of trouble, but that wasn't me who keyed up. Then you can be, you know, you learn things and then you know things. And when you know things, you can get that T-shirt from Tyrion Lannister from the Game of Thrones. He was the dwarf in Game of Thrones, and he once said, "I drink and I know things." So, are you saying a Southern Comfort and Verner's is something that I'll be looking forward to today, sometime this afternoon or early this evening? Man, whatever floats your boat. Although I almost bought limes and some tonic yesterday, it just felt like a gin and tonic day. When it gets up there 90 plus, gin and tonic is, I just don't need to, I can't stand diet tonic, and I don't need the sugar from the regular tonic, so I changed my mind. But boy, I do like a gin with lime. Get this Tanqueray or some Bombay Sapphire, you know, just premium bar stuff, you know, nothing exotic, just, Tanqueray, gin and tonic with a little lime on a day like today. Help me. Dakota?
Morning, Donald. I've been on a tequila kick lately, I don't know why, but when it's hot out, that's pretty much all I want, is tequila and lemonade, or tequila and orange juice, or tequila with anything.
Yeah, with me in Southern Comfort and Verner's, I came across it by accident by a bartender who was like, I guess, a certified mixologist, and I used to drink Southern Comfort and Coke, which is way too sweet, and put a lot of weight on you rather quickly, but Southern Comfort and Verner's, I can drink those all day and not get bombed for some reason, and it only works with Verner's. It doesn't work like with Canada Dry Ginger Ale. You have to do it with Verner's, and when I do have them now, which is probably about maybe one or two a month, it's with Diet Verner's, so yeah. That's it here for me. Other than that, I don't drink stuff I did back when I was 18, I got stories that'll drain the battery out of my radio. But those are my young, stupid days, for sure.
Hey, and Diet Verner's ain't bad. That's pretty good stuff. So, I don't know what I would mix. Probably just straight up whiskey. Kessler's. Make a classic highball. Hey, I'm here at the shop. I'm going to switch over to the handheld, but one of the other guys is walking in right now. I want to catch him. I'll be back in a minute. W8FU.
I'm in the parking lot also. I'm just debating on if I want to go in yet.
I've called in sick from the parking lot of a Farmer Jack store one time. Called in on my car phone, and this is back when car phones were installed in cars hardwire. And the store manager says, "Is that your Maxima I see parked out there?" I said, "Yes, sir." "You're calling in sick from the parking lot?" I said, "Yes, sir." He says, "All right, I didn't see you. I'll transfer you to the meat department. One moment."
And he did, and I called in sick, and then after I got off the phone, I drove back and drove back home. Would be your first time? Wouldn't hurt to try, you know, give it a shot, Dakota.
I wish. I've got so many projects going every direction right now, I'd have to call in dead.
You're too young to remember a show called Welcome Back, Cotter, and it was a classroom. Dave Kaplan was a teacher. John Travolta was in it. That's how he got his break. A bunch of other TV stars. But anyways, it was a bunch of delinquent kids in, like, a homeroom class. And one of these kids was Puerto Rican or something, and, you know. But they'd always write a note from Epstein's mom, you know. If you want to get a note from Epstein's mom, it could be for you. And the joke would be, well, Dakota, if you want, I can get a note from Epstein's mom for you and get you out of work today.
Yeah, I wish. I'm counting down till Friday. Yeah, Friday. Then it's my weekend. That's my time off, and then my coworker's out all next week. So I'm patiently waiting for the fall, and then I'm going to take a week or two and just do some hunting and stay away from work.
Oh, yeah. When I was involved in racing on a more grand scale, full schedule stuff, I would just... Those 3 or 4 days I was away from work, I didn't care either. And I was working for Verizon when I was in my prime of that in the early 2000s. And you know, I get it. You just got to get away. And when I go do racing and related stuff, it's all, you know, your brain is 100% drilled on that, and nothing else matters unless you get a phone call about an emergency back home. I get it, and yeah, the Welcome Back, Cotter thing, I'm probably showing my age, for sure. All right, well, I'm just going to sit back and monitor as well, and I'll let you ponder what your next move is going to be. And if you do go in, have a great day. At least you'll have air conditioning in there, and I got to stay out of this heat. These conditions there for breathing, and I guess there's an ozone action alert today that says it's moderate or above moderate, so I got to be careful if I go outside. So, all right, have a great day. W8RCY will be monitoring. And Sean, if you're listening, can you give me a call sometime today? I just got a quick question about the node stuff. If you get time, well, thank you. We're clear.
All right, Donald, good talking to you this morning. I'll be on when I get home. Today's an early day. So I might catch someone on the ride home. If not, I'll grab my HT when I get home. So good talking to you. Have a good day. Stay chilled. I don't plan on coming outside in this crap either. Air quality was like a 125 or something this morning. So lovely. All right, NABBF, I'm going to get to work. I'll be clear.
W8RCY, Whiskey 8, Romeo Charlie Yankee. I need coffee. I just transmitted on the wrong frequency. W8RCY. The Morning Brew on the East Coast Reflector is really running rough today. If anybody's having other difficulties, I'm not the only one.
Got my coffee. K-K-K-K-O. Good morning, Don.
Good morning. I've had these radios long enough to know that you cannot talk on one and try to do another at the same time. I just got to remember to keep shutting the scan off, and I didn't. And yeah, I don't know if you listen to the Morning Brew at all from time to time. I don't listen to it every day, but yeah, it's cutting in and out really, really bad, and I don't understand why. I was talking to Brian, or I was texting Brian, because I heard him, but the East Coast Reflector did not hear him.
And I said to him, his radio's working just fine, but that signal from the GM tower is just really, really choppy, and it's got a lot of beeps in it, like it's cutting in and out. I don't know. I'm not the greatest tech guy here, but, yeah, it's kind of rough.
Yeah, I've been on the ECR a couple times where I've keyed in, like, right when they're ready. And I don't get in. My call doesn't get in. So, yeah, I think the GM is bumping off every so often. So, well, I 100% agree with you there.
When it's working fine, I usually wait till the tail end, because when they call for check-ins, you get, you know, a bunch of doubles, triples, and quadruples of people trying to key in over everybody, and the monitors that are listed, you know, that Vicky leads and tries to track all this stuff down, pick it out, is just nuts. And so I wait till it just about gets to the end and it slows down, and that's when I key in, and I usually get in 9 times out of 10. So that might be a tip that might help you. Don't be in such a hurry to get in. Just, like, wait till it starts to slow down and dial and die down, and then try to jump in with your call. That might work better for you. W8RCY.
Yeah, that's what I usually do. I'll wait till it slows down a little bit, and there's a nice pause in there, and then I'll jump in. And usually that's a good chance that I'm getting in there.
Yep, that's what seems to work best. You got a busy day today, you're going to be on the road a lot, or I'm just hoping you're not out in this heat and humidity, and then with people like me that have breathing problems, you know, the air quality stuff, I got to be careful out there. I was out yesterday, and I had no choice. I had some family matters to take care of between my brother, sister, and me, and my brother's in town from Florida, and I was out in it, and my voice was starting to go, so my voice goes, you'll know why. I just hope you have a good day, and if you're able to stay cool.
Yeah, I got to head over to a co-worker's wife's place of employment, and he and I got to do a couple of reprogramming, because they're downsizing, and so we have to make changes to all the systems out there.
Okie dokie. Sounds like you're going to be staying local then. You don't have to go cross state or anything crazy in this heat. All right. Well, I will let you go. Good morning to you, and good hearing you out there. And have a great day, and just make the best of it. And be safe. Catch up with you later. We'll be listening throughout the day. W8RCY.
Sounds like a plan, man. This weather's rough on me too. Sun poisoning a long time ago, so I'm sensitive to the sun and the heat, and of course I have asthma and COPD from chemical burns. So yeah, I feel for you in regards to this weather. It's not fun for me either. And have a good one. 73KCKGO, being mobile and monitoring as usual.
Good morning, 0800 hours, sunny, 68 degrees. Good morning, 0900 hours, sunny, 74 degrees.
Hey,
88WOJ, testing a clear node on All-Star.
WOJ, this is W8RCY. I copy you on the on your node. You're coming through just fine. However, your information is not showing up on the monitor. It's kind of blank.
Oh, what kind of information? Maybe I'm not done filling out this configuring this thing yet. I just got it.
Yeah, usually most of us just have our call sign there and the frequency we're using, and that's about it. The city we're at, that's where most of us put into that node information box. Call sign, frequency, and the city you're in.
Okay, thank you very much. I'll look for that and see if I can fill it in there. I'm a little over my head with this, but at least I got it working, so I'm on the right path anyway. Thank you very much.
Not a problem. Sean could probably walk you through it. You might want to try to reach out to him later on today. I know he's at the office working, so may not be a good time. But yeah, your number's showing. I'm just going to read off the last 3009, so that's there. And I've heard you on the radio before, so I'm familiar with you. And, yeah, it's just on the monitor page, I don't remember how to get to it. I've had it for so long. But, yeah, you're showing up blank, but the number's there.
Okay, thanks. I'll dig into this thing. I'll find it sooner or later. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. K8WOJ.
I've only had mine for a little over a month, and I'm still trying to figure out some things and get a better understanding of it. All right, good luck. Welcome aboard. W-8-R-C-Y. We're clear.
Well, whatever that was, it was a big fat no. Ain't making it at all.
Good morning, 1000 hours, sunny, 76 degrees.
W-8-F-U.
Good morning, 1100 hours, sunny, 79 degrees.
AVAPR, test 1-2.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Sunny. 84 degrees.
WDAKLL. WIUG. KFADRC. WDAKLL. KFADRC. KFADRC. Clear.
W8RJD, monitoring mobile.
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Sunny. 85 degrees.
WDAKLL.
WDAKLL. KFADRC.
WDAKLL. Hey, Jack, how you doing?
Oh, very good. How about you?
Well, just out mobile here, just went out and just running around. The new tree get a haircut. There you go.
Yeah, well, I'm not at home, so I'm over under the family's house. So I'll get back to you maybe later on today or something like that. Roger?
Okay, yeah, you faded out a little bit there. You want a handheld?
Yeah, I'm on the handheld. And maybe you can hear those boats going by or something like that. Roger?
Okay, yeah, I can hear a lot better on that transmission.
No problem, but he's sounding good. feel it in that mobile. You're sounding good.
Yeah, good deal. Yeah, I'm only 25 watts here off the Flint repeater.
Good. All right, Greg. We'll talk later. KFA, KIC.
Okay, Jack. Good talking with you. Have a good day. WD8KLL will be clear. WD8KLL monitoring. Hey Tom, how you doing? WD8KLL.
What's going on? You mobile or you sitting at home today?
Yeah, I'm mobile. I'm about 5 minutes from my house right now. How you doing?
Working for that almighty dollar.
What's that? I didn't catch that last one.
Oh, working for that almighty dollar. I'm over here in Italy. Let me try still machine. I think I might reach out here. Give me a second. Did you catch you? No, 2 minutes. I'm back on.
Yeah, you must be a little bit out of the range there because you keep dropping out. I'm back to my destination. We'll chat at you later there, Tom. WD8KLL clear.
WD8KLL zoning 3. Enjoy the day. KDHL mobile monitoring as usual.
Good afternoon, 1400 hours, sunny, 85 degrees.
Making the repeater there, a lot of static behind you.
Roger that. All right. I'm trying to get up here.
Yeah, you're really difficult to make out. So, 73 WDAKLL.
Good afternoon, 1500 hours, sunny, 86 degrees.
W4XED, this is W3LNS. W4XED, this is W3LNS.
W3LNS, W4XED, I just got in the truck.
I called you about 10 minutes ago. I figured you'd probably get in the truck about 3:15.
Yeah, I'm running a little late, but I'll be there about 20 minutes or so.
Okay, I pulled steaks out for dinner, but I'm thinking about taking a dip in the pool.
Can't say they blame you. Okay, I'll see when I get there. 88, number 3 LNS, W4XED, I'll be listening.
1600 hours. Sunny. 86 degrees.
NACDF.
N9DOA, NABDF.
NABDF, I believe it was, N9DOA. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. We talked the other day. Let me see if I got your name right. I'm probably not right. Is it Eric?
Yeah, that's really good. Is this, I want to say Dakota or something like that?
Yes, sir. How are you?
Doing really good. Gotcha. I can't complain.
I think you said you just got out. You got a little static there for a second. But if that's what you said, me too. I'm heading home right now.
Awesome. Yeah, I know the repeater's fluctuating quite a bit for me. Yeah, I did. I just got off work. Matter of fact, ordered some pizza for supper.
That actually sounds pretty darn good. I don't know what I'm going to do for dinner tonight. My wife's working. That means I'm on bad duty, so I got to feed three of them. Yeah, maybe I'll do the same. That's quick and easy.
I was going to say, who don't like pizza? There you go.
Yep, that's just it. They all like it. I like it. I don't have to cook. I think that might be the golden ticket for dinner.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad I could give you an idea. Yeah, that would be me too. I don't have all those pieces to feed, but that's exactly what I would do. I don't have to do it. Better off.
I don't mind cooking. It's the cleaning part that I don't want to deal with.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, I'm not much of a cook myself, you know, so I can throw in a frozen pizza or, you know, make a sandwich or something like that, but, yeah, I'm just not a cook.
I used to be real big into the barbecuing stuff and just ran out of time doing it because everything I like to cook, you know, took hours, so that kind of dwindled by the wayside, but I'd like to start doing it again this fall. Other than that, yeah, I don't really know my way around a kitchen all too well.
And I married a Filipino wife, and boy, she can add flavor to food. Don't know how or what she does, but boy, is it good. And, you know, and I love barbecue, I love grilled food, but I was never one to stand out by the grill and do that. But I'll eat it if somebody else does.
Yeah, that's kind of how I am. I've got a mom that can cook, I got grandmas that can cook, I got a wife that can cook, so I never really had the need to become all too proficient, but I did like standing by the grill drinking beer, but those days are few and far between now.
Yeah, I have a best friend in Illinois, and once in a while we'd go over to his house and do a barbecue. And of course, me and him were always the first. Because we'd throw in some burgers, and as one would finish, we'd pull it off and eat it and serve the rest later.
That's a rule. If you're cooking, you got to taste what you're making.
Yeah, there you go. Sounds like a good excuse to me, or a good reason anyway.
So correct me if I'm wrong, you're on the northern side, right?
I am in Ypsilanti. I'm south of Willow Run Airport.
That's right. I don't know who I was talking to that was saying they were up by Holly. I can't remember. But, oh, it was Davian the other day. My bad. All right, yep, I remember that because we had that conversation about Phoenix Auto Parts.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's just right down the road from me. Of course, like you say, it's a different name now, but, yeah, it's like a mile and a half from me.
It is pretty nuts that you can jump in the car and drive an hour, hour and a half, and pretty much be in a whole new world. Totally different from what you're aware of and what you know of. Because my last job, I was, you know, I've always grown up in this area, Macomb County, my whole life, except for when I went away to school. And then I started traveling work and seeing all these places that were really not that far away. It's like, man, I lived in a bubble. I lost you on that one. No copy.
Yeah, how are you doing now?
I can't tell if you're on the fringe or if you're just in a bad spot and it's slightly getting better.
Yeah, I think it might be slightly getting better, but I'll see if I can make this quick. So, I lived in Illinois my whole life. I married a Filipino woman. That was my first time to ever leave the country. And she works for Yazaki, which is up here in Michigan. So this is my first time to ever leave the state of Illinois.
All right, I got you on that one. Okay, well, that's why she's such a good cook then.
Oh, yeah, Roger that. Yeah, only because of her.
Oh, you're going through the 442-175 repeater right now? No copy. Yeah, I think you're at the end of the rope there where you're in just a dead spot, but you're not getting in anymore. So I'll be standing by for a bit here. If you're almost home, safe travels, and maybe I'll catch you later. NADBS standing by.
All righty.
KE8VSI.
Good afternoon, Greg.
What's up? You on your way home? I'm not usually at my desk during the evening drive, so I heard you. Thought I'd pop in and say hello.
Well, hello, good afternoon. I am on my way home, and man, it is hot out. I got the air cranked in the truck, and I'm still a little uncomfortable. My truck's saying 96.
Wow. My little, let's see, my watch, which gets it from a weather service, says 88. Let me actual temp at my house is. Hold on here. 87. Yeah, I think your truck might be fibbing a little bit, but it also says haze, and it's muggier than it's. Yeah, it is. It's awful out there. I agree.
I never know what to believe because I have that same dilemma, right? I've got my watch on and it says 88. That's usually what I go by, but then I'll get in the truck and it's always way hotter, and I get that the truck's baking in the sun all day. I don't park under shade or anything, so I'm sure that plays a factor, but you think as, well, no, the sun's still up. So you think as you're driving it would cool down to the ambient temp, but yeah, that's usually always a little off.
Yeah, mine definitely starts out hotter in the vehicle if it's been sitting in the sun, but I say usually 5 to 10 minutes if I'm rolling, it'll get to within 1 or 2 of what everybody's reporting on either side of it. So I would think it should level out, but I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah, all I know is it's hot and I don't want to be outside. Tom, I heard you in there. 95 it is.
95, and I've been driving for about 25 minutes and hasn't moved.
All right. Good evening, Tom. Yep. All kind of different reports. It's definitely hot and icky, as I call it. And, yeah, if you got your air cranked, Dakota, and you're still not comfortable, man, that's nasty.
Tinted windshield, tinted windows, and the air on, and the sun coming through is hot, so. I mean, the truck had to cool down. I was an idiot, and I jumped right in it, but, yeah, gross for me. It is settling down. I'm down to 94 now.
You might have just left work, and you're on your way home, then. Your truck is old, you know, a billion degrees. Did it fry the bologna yet that was in your sandwich?
Today was a disappointing day of Chipotle that was horribly made. Not good. No bologna. Go ahead, Greg.
It was leftover pizza day for me. So not too bad, but I got a good chicken dinner coming up in a little while, so I'll do all right.
What you guys got, let me try this again. What you guys got to get is this little heat thing that I have. It's called a Hot Logic, and I had frozen spaghetti, put it in there, turned it on halfway through the day. Within an hour and a half, I had lunch ready, and I think I'm like maybe $40, but it's called Hot Logic, and it's just a warming plate that I plug into my inverter. And Dakota, that's right, I forgot which way we're going.
Well, we have microwaves and toasters and all that at work. My problem is I'd have to plan ahead and pack something. So unless my wife packs me a lunch, I usually just end up eating out, which is a horrible habit that I'd love to get rid of, but not horrible enough for me to start packing a lunch.
Yeah, I've been in that boat before where sometimes the wife would pack something and I'd eat it. If she don't, I'd go out. Very rarely would I pack myself something, and it's all right once in a while, but if you do it like every day, it's amazing how much money you're throwing away.
Well, same here. It all depends on what time I get out of the house, but I make my own lunch. My wife does not do it. She stopped doing that years ago. But when I make, burgers or whatever else on the barbecue or whatever I'm cooking the night before, if there's enough left over, I have these to-go containers and I just pack up what's in there and I throw it all in the freezer. And then when I leave the next day for work, I just grab whatever's in the freezer, throw it in the pack, and let it do its thing. Most of the times I forget, and I, like you guys, I end up eating out, but I had a disappointing Chipotle too, that's why I don't eat it ever.
We were talking about that today at lunch, eating our Chipotle, how it's the least consistent restaurant you can get food at. And we're very confident in that statement because at the minimum, there's three people in our lunchroom at any given day eating Chipotle. And it doesn't matter if it's the Lakeside one, the Lakeside Circle one, or if it's the one off of just before Gratiot with the Chipotle, which in my opinion is the better of the two. But we can all order it at the same time, the next day. I mean, there's Chipotle in our lunchroom every day of the week, and it's never consistent quality. It's never consistently good. And there's, like, no ingredients. It baffles us that they can't dial it in to be, you know, what's the thing? The Big Mac's got to be same at every restaurant, you know, be the same at every restaurant. Chipotle is so far from that.
Huh, I can't say I've ever eaten Chipotle. I know they ran into trouble a few times with food poisoning and whatnot. But I never realized that they weren't consistent either, but I believe it. It's amazing how popular they are considering all of that.
Pizza places are another one.
God, now are you on? Yeah, pizza places are the same way. They're never consistent. Even Domino's isn't consistent.
W8RCY with his two-cent comment.
Good afternoon, Donald. Yeah, when I worked at Jimmy John's, it was like there were so many measures in place to make it consistent. Like, everyone got the same dough. Everyone, it cooked the same way in the same oven. The meat was prepared the same way from the same supply. Like, you could walk in any Jimmy John's, and I feel like the sandwiches, like, you're never going to get a deviating from. It just drives me nuts. You know, you're making a burrito, which has less stuff in it than a sandwich, and it's different every single day of the week.
Yeah, I'll close by saying
I have a
pizza
place right across the street from me. It's a family-owned.
And no matter which one I went to, I was
out of a franchise.
And it was always
and, I can tell you which
of
the two brothers makes my pizza. And then
Burger
they got the
Apple
Noodle Crew, and I can pretty much tell you who made my pizza.
Same thing. I mean,
so there's like four people, I can almost tell you who made my
exact
pizza
same thing
because of
each time, no matter what, you know,
way it's prepared, and
they
put so much toppings on it, or whatever the case may be. I've talked to the management about it, and they're trying to dial it in and get everybody on the same page.
All right,
that was my two-cent comment. I'll let you gentlemen all continue on. Have a great afternoon. Stay cool. W8RCY.
Wow. You guys mixed so perfectly, my eyes crossed, and I heard nothing from either of you.
WARCY will clear out and let you guys continue on.
About a family owned that you can tell which brother did which food preparation. And then Greg said something about that he can't believe that he's never had Chipotle. And how it can't be consistent, but when you got different people cooking it, it's always different. And how I got that? KTK joke.
Probably pretty close. Anyway, enough on that fun subject. What else is new and exciting? Dakota, any new radio toys or projects?
You know that scene in Super Troopers where the guy eats the whole bag of mushrooms so the cop doesn't find it, and then they, like, zoom in on his ear, and it's just a bunch of noise? That's what I felt like. So, Tom, bravo. He did way better than I did. And as far as radio projects, nothing crazy. I bought an ID50, which I'm super happy with. That's my EDC radio, so to speak. It's just always in my backpack. And the selling feature was the GPS repeater lookup thing and the USB-C charging. That was my criteria. And I think it's a pretty decently priced radio until you pay for the Mars mod. But other than that, no major radio stuff, just trying to be a little more active. Trying to metronome and know it more. But I'm looking forward to some cooler weather to start playing a little bit more radio, because right now I just don't want to go outside.
Well, that's definitely a good radio, that ID50. Cool biz. Yeah, that's a keeper, too. So, yep, I hear you on the hot weather. It'll come around. I want to do some more POTA myself, but if I don't get out there super early, and even that don't matter anymore. I mean, well, yesterday I mowed the lawn. I started at 7:20 in the morning, and I was done around 8:30, and I'm still dripping wet. It's like, ay-yay-yay. You know, it was probably 74 when I got done, which is crazy for that early in the morning. But just the humidity kills me.
The humidity is one thing, but when you have the sun beating down on you, because there's no cloud in the sky, you can't get any relief. Even in the shade, you can't get that much relief. For me, I can't stand being on it, and it makes me sick to my stomach, literally. So I avoid going on this stuff. And just today, just coming out from a customer, getting in my van, I was getting ill from it. I need Dakota now.
Did we lose Donald? Give me a second. I got a call coming in. NADDO.
WRCY. Anything more yet on that? No. Did you're hiding there in a nice, cool apartment?
No, I really don't have much more to add. I was just going with the pizza angle, that's all. And right now I'm eating a Subway sub for dinner, and it's very good going down. I won't tell you what's on it because you guys would probably die for it. But anyway, no, I just, like I said, I had a pizza comment, and that's pretty much it. WRCY, back to my sub. Everybody have a good afternoon and evening.
All right, enjoy your sub. It sounds delicious. And, I went to Lark on Sunday, I think it was, hot day. Didn't get there till, I don't know, 11:30 in the morning. Made sure everybody was set up in the shade, moved the table, all that. And it wasn't real bad in the shade if the breeze kept up, but I was only there, I don't know, probably a couple of hours. And then even in the shade, I'm just sitting there going, you know what, I'm getting hotter and hotter. And I'm not liking it more and more, so I decided to cut out a little early, get in my air-conditioned car, and get back home. So, but I got a couple hours out there anyway. It was nice to visit.
Yeah, maybe one day I'll get off of my duff and go hit a Lark in the Park or a POTA. I said, just to see how everybody does it. It's all kind of neat. I see all the posts on Useka. In a couple of the other ones. I missed field day. I mean, I came out with my arrow and see if I could hear any bounces off the satellite, you know, on the receive frequency, just to mess around and realize how heavy that gold darn antenna is. And yeah, in regards to the heat, if I'm out there too long, it drops my sugar real fast and makes me want in a different type of scenario that I don't need to be in.
Yeah, roger that. I understand. I'm not in that same boat, but I'm sure it affects me similarly, just not as much. And yeah, I was charged with holding Captain Don's arrow antenna once, and it didn't last long. It's amazing. They get heavy real fast, especially when you're in such great shape as I am.
Well, yeah, I got the same exact antenna, you know. I got interested from seeing with, you know, my dog with Captain Don, and he set me up with my, TYT and the UV380 kind of thing. And then Dakota had the antenna, never used it. My kids bought me one for Christmas. They bought the wrong one, so I returned that, and I bought Dakota's. Put it all together, and I'm out there moving it around and stuff. I think I hear something. Oh, well, now my arm is tired, so this isn't going to work. And plus, it was starting to get warm. I was starting to get ill. Yeah, I can't handle being up in this weather like this. I got sun poisoning years back from falling asleep on my car in a day like this, and I got severely sunburned. So now my body just reacts differently to it.
Yeah, that's not good. Yeah, I want to get one of those aero antennas myself. I want to get a rotor, that first one that Don got, that you don't make them anymore, or you can't get them anymore. That was a decent unit for a decent price. And really, I've looked around, and there's not much available besides a Yaesu one, which is, I'm sure, a decent unit, but not a decent price. And as much as I would use it, I'm sure I would use it, but not for that kind of money. So I don't know. It's on my wish list. Maybe when I get, if I get bored enough and want to spend some money, I'll do all that. But I don't want to hold it in the air with my arm. I would need it on a tripod or a rotor mount.
Exactly. And the thing is, too, is, updating my 380, I don't have the GPS of the satellite. You know, the satellite's on there, but not like a 390, so same thing here. Is like, I got to wait for some additional funds to work some overtime, or at least get some overtime, and that way I can get the matched radio that Dakota has for the antenna, and I'll be able to sit there. I also got my XPR 4550 at the doctor's right now, because the receiver is like 400 off on it, so getting that all realigned and taken care of, but that's going to take some time. So I just deal with what I have with the money that I have.
Yep, roger that. Yeah, I've got enough angles at this hobby where I can take my time, you know, for things like that. If you got to wait for the money to build up or different weather or whatever, there's plenty of things you can do every which way. So, anyway, wife's pulling in. I got to negotiate dinner and going to let you go for now. So, enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll talk to you guys later. KE8VSI. I'll listen out.
Hey, hey, hey,
hey.
Oh, that was a lengthy phone call. KKKKO.
Yeah, it was my father-in-law. I'm trying to resume my 99 Grandpa 500 from a large charge start. The car works, and I want to make sure the money is good. I rebuilt the car last year.
Audio.
consistent with the mic, but I'm definitely not consistent with how loud I'm talking into it.
Well, I've been announcing for 10 years, so every so often I peek the amp on the audio system, you know, over the arena and stuff, and when I used to do it over at Army Affair, the people in the, as they say, the people in the cow barn can hear you on the other side. So my audio carried great that they could hear me through the other different animal barns, including the horse.
The farm made of air. Do you still go to?
Yeah, I don't know what's happening this year yet. I was there last year because my son worked, so, and we took his girlfriend to the animals because she was afraid of goats and everything. I didn't work it, but I still have a lot of people there that I visit, so I'll chuck up to $25-$30 to go visit for the week and then parking. No big deal. I go and visit a lot of my horse friends still.
I don't think I went last year. I don't remember when I went. Might have been 3 years ago that I went. My wife made me take her. She wanted an elephant ear. So we went and had an elephant ear and left.
Now I go in the morning or whatever, and I'm there all day. Maybe my daughter didn't. I think my daughter showed last year. Yeah, I think she did. Yeah, she showed last year. So if she's showing, we go. This year she's not showing. She can't afford to take a week off of work. So I'll probably just go and hang out and visit some friends. Unless they hire me to do announcing again this year. I haven't done it for like 3 years.
Cut out, but I'm pulling in the driveway. I gotta grab the garbage can, and then let me get inside, get these kids situated. These dipshits left the garbage can right in the middle of my driveway. I'll be on the note here in a bit, or I'll, good talking to you, man. NADVS.
Good afternoon, 1700 hours, sunny, 86 degrees.
Oh, I found a stoner, 35 and a 45.
that Gorilla Glue yesterday. So I gotta kind of put the handle back on my passenger rear door, you know, once I popped off. I bought the stuff that you do with water, so I'm gonna go shop for the other one that's instant. There's no way I was gonna lean on the door for 2 hours while it cured.
I just said you might get the wife to do it.
Because I think Melissa's going to sit there and lean against her door. I'm going to say, here, sit here for a couple hours. I'll make dinner. You just, you know, get a super tan. She'll look at me and say, you're got crack in the head or something.
You've been smoking marijuana. Man, what a nasty intersection. I'm guessing DeQuinder and something, because you were last northbound on DeQuinder. 15 and DeQuinder. Jeez, oh, Pete. I mean, the road's backed up in every direction for a quarter mile. Probably everybody shopping at the Polish market there, and it gets kind of busy at this time of day. That would be my guess. And just crappily timed lights, maybe, I don't know. It's particularly bad going north. It's bad coming south. Bad, real bad going east. Not as bad going west. So, if I ever have to come up here this time of day again, I'll have to take that into account. I remember when I used to travel to Troy a lot on Maple 15 east and west. Just had to go as far as Maple and Coolidge there by the Troy Motor Mall, and yeah, those traffic lights between Coolidge and Crooks, well, there's only one, and that's the one at Maple Lawn where the Motor Mall is. But yeah, traffic sometime through there around 5 o'clock was unbearable. That was, God, what, 12, 14, 14 years ago. So I don't know what it's like now, but I can imagine. I mean, I guess it is kind of sort of rush hour. You know, this is the peak traffic time, I guess I should say. Not really rush hour, but, well, I guess that's rush hour, right? Anyhow. So everybody's moving around, getting off work, et cetera. Anywho, I went to a place called Tony's Restaurant, 15 mile in DeQuinter. Was just a bear trying to get out of there.
I can't picture it. What corner is it off of?
It's on DeQuinter, just south of 15, so it's not the corner. I don't know what the corner is. It's not a gas station there. I don't think there's any gas stations on that intersection, but there's something on the corner. Could it be a florist, maybe? I'm not sure. Maybe an auto repair place. But anyhow, it's just south of building, I think, south of 15 on the west side. And, you know, you got to deal with the traffic to get in, and then if you got to go north getting out, which I had to go north getting out, and that was impossible. I ended up going south and cutting into the subdivision, and that road had to go about a half mile before it let me back out onto 15, and that was already backed up that far away from the intersection I was trying to get back to. Like, holy cow, what's going on at this intersection?
Okay, I can remember a restaurant there. I just didn't remember the name, and it used to be that LeBaron's place where they sold all kinds of, like, mini bikes and stuff like that, and then there was a place, I think they also sold pool tables there at one time as well, LeBaron's. That was many, many moons ago for me. I used to be in that area from time to time. Yeah. So, have you even gotten home yet today? I mean, I didn't hear you coming around at 3:30, and now here you are going back out, and I'm just thinking, you know, is he a bad boy at work and he had to stay after school?
No, I was out here on the way home. But, you know what? I might have been elsewhere. I was on the radio, but I was elsewhere. So, could have been that, I think. I have to think about it. And I was on the phone, so maybe it was that, too. But, yeah, I was on the phone quite a bit of my drive now that I think of it. I was talking to TJ. Anywho, no, I've been home, and then when I got home, I had a few things to do. I got comfortable. That's cool. And just ran back out here. So, I'm south of 13 now, so I'm in the homeward stretch.
I'm going to take a dip in the pool.
Not the kids at the pool.
Well, that's right, you don't have a pool, so you got to run through the yard sprinklers like I do.
I have a new shower head put in, and I'll tell you right now, if my water is ice cold and I get in the shower with that thing, I will definitely be cold. Cold with a toe tag on me, because that's how cold and powerful that shower head's going to be.
Well, I know one thing. You know you're old when the thought of a pool just sounds like too much work. And you can't see your way past the work to enjoying it. Same with boats. It's like, boy, wouldn't a boat be nice at my age? No, I just don't want all that aggravation. So, that's how you know you're old. Put them out the pasture.
You know, boats tend for break out another thousand.
Oh, I like that. I've never heard that acronym, but break out another thousand. Yeah, that's pretty good. We got to come up one though for radio, because as much money as we've all spent on radios over our lifetime, there's an acronym for that. It has to do with something about, well, there's no finances or money in the word radio, but we'll come up with something. You're saying boats. My brother is big into automobiles, and he's, what, 77 now, and he's got he's still got his toys. He's got his Corvettes. He's got a Porsche. He's got something else, too. I can't remember what his third car is. And those are just his daily drivers. Well, his wife drives a Honda Accord, two-door, old one.
there's got to be, well, it doesn't have to necessarily be radio. Let's see, ham radio. Hates our money. Wrong R, though. O-U-R. That would be home radio. Oh, well, we'll figure it out. All right, I'm home with the chow. I got to get in. W-N-F-U.
Here's another mobile.
Want to come back with that, Tom? You cut off on, I think, the H part of ham. Another mobile is all I heard.
Here's another mobile.
That would fit a lot of people out here. I know somebody over on the GMRS side, and he's a ham operator, but he still tinkers with GMRS stuff because he's connected to the Troy repeater out there. And he just bought a another radio and a LoRa device that has something to do with Meshtastic. And he's trying to get the two of them to work together. I don't know, but he experiments in that stuff. And he's usually on the 2-meter band more than he is anywhere else on the ham side.
Yeah, I came over to UHF after I got this radio. And I still bump on 2-meter, but I'm usually, you know me. I'm like right here on this dial every day, mostly.
Oh, yeah, I get it. But I've been in UHF ever since I've been in FM radio, commercial radio, since 78. And then I got involved with Motorola in 92. So, yeah, I've just been stuck in UHF. And, I mean, I've got a couple of VHF frequencies here in my whoops-off radio because it's a dual bander. And I can't get my hands or my grip around this 2-meter 40, 2-meter 70 centimeter stuff where you crossband. I can't get a grip on that. I've listened to it, tried to understand it, and I said, nah, that's just, I don't know if I'm just not something I'm just not used to because I've never listened to it or what, but crossbanding and me, I understand the history of it, but it's just, I can't get myself wrapped around the idea. I'm just going to be stuck in UHF all my life for what's left of it.
You talking about what, receiving on VHF and transmitting on UHF and vice versa, where I use my HT, I call into my mobile, and then it bounces out onto the UHF side, and then when somebody calls back, it does the reverse process that you're talking about in regards to cross-banding, or is that cross-repeat?
I think what you're saying is cross-repeat, but I'm not too sure. But like I said, this dual bander will talk out on VHF and receive back on 70 centimeter. It's built to do that. And I just, I've got one radio that handles both. And on the top half of the radio, I got UHF. Bottom half, I got VHF. And I don't use them for what the radio is set up for. I just use them as two different frequency zones.
Yeah, I know my Alinco does cross-band repeat, so that's why I was asking. I gotta look into that now. See if this one does it. Not sure. But I almost to my home QTH, and then I gotta go fix the door handle and try to cool off from this wonderful travel weather.
All right, sir, you have a good evening, good afternoon. Jump in the pool, like you told Sean to do. And, just have a nice relaxing evening, and we'll hear you in the morning. Other than that, I'm just chilling today. I didn't really have much to do. I was busy Monday with some personal family stuff, and my brother's in town from Florida, so and his wife, of course, and I'll see him tomorrow before he flies back tomorrow night. And that'll be it. So, have a great evening. W8RCY, we are clear for now.
I have a pool, so I just plan on a water faucet. I'll talk to you in the morning sometime. KKKTO. Good you out.
Good evening, 1800 hours, sunny, 86 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours, sunny, 85 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours, mostly sunny, 84 degrees.
K8BD, NAWRO, Richmond.
NAWRO, I think it was. KABB. Name is Don. Just driving home. Also in Michigan. I'm in Madison Heights. In the car.
Pleasure to meet on the radio. I kind of thought you were Wally. I got the call signs mixed up. How's your day going?
Yeah, he's got a similar suffix phonetically.
Yeah, call us Kilo 8 Baker Baker. Doing well. Long business day, just heading home finally. And have a few minutes here before I'm there, but thought I'd throw my call out. Ready to take the morning off tomorrow after kind of 12 hours today. Anyway.
That's a long day. Got out of the house, just sitting in the backyard. I'm not that far away from the tower here in Richmond, so can use an HT.
Oh, very good. Yeah, your signal's real strong into the system, so I assume you're close to whatever repeater. Your audio is just a little on the light side, but my mobile rig here seems to have the audio output on the speaker is not real loud. I keep meaning to plug an extension speaker in a little closer to my head, but I just don't seem to have the motivation to do it. But I live in Pontiac, and so I'm pretty close to the West Bloomfield repeater, which is in the same system, and can sit on the back patio and get into that one with the handheld pretty easy, too. I haven't done that much lately, but I enjoy it when I can.
I haven't been out in that area much, just working with the local ARPSC group here in Macomb. And I appreciate the signal report, SHT. I haven't used it much, so I might tweak up the mic king a little bit on this one.
Yeah, I wouldn't say no to that. But we do get a second opinion. I tend to be the all knobs to the right kind of operator. So, like, if it's not 100% volume, it's not good enough for me. But yeah, I could maybe, if you've got a, if there's a menu adjustment or something, it could probably do it. But yeah, your signal is near full quieting. Near full quieting, as far as I can tell. Like I said, into that repeater, and they've got a pretty good backbone, so the reliability from node to node or from repeater to repeater is pretty clean. They've put a lot of effort into that in the last couple of years.
Yeah, yes, indeed. A lot of work done on that machine. Been here in Richmond for about 39 years, and lo and behold, the tower goes up. This is nice. So greatly appreciated for Sean and his crew putting that up. But anywho, nice to meet you on the air. I'll let you go now. KDB, I believe it was, NAWRO after yours.
Very good. Yep, nice chatting. And we'll catch you next time. NAWRO-KATV.
W-A-E-A-T, Mata Turnkey.
Space,
V-I-C. Hey, Jack, how's it going? Which repeater are you on?
One. One repeater. What's happening? And how you doing? I'm not home yet, but I'll be home in a few.
Thank you. I'm at 23 in Van Dyke, but I'm on the West Bloomfield repeater, believe it or not. I believe that, because West Bloomfield, you can get it from here. I always try on that 96, hunt it, and it picks it up. Yeah, okay. I'll be back in a minute. I got to run in the store here. Catch you in a few. W-A-E-A-P. I'm almost at my destination. We'll talk later. W-A-E-A-P, K-F-A, E-R-C. D-R-C, W-A-E-A-P. W-A-R-C-Y, W-A-E-A-P.
A-E-A-P, K-F-A, D-R-C.
Hey, how you doing, Jack? W-A-E-A-P.
Yeah, I just got home. How you doing?
Doing better, Jack. Starting to drive again. A few days ago, started driving, so getting there, getting better. Still taking it easy. How about you? Out. I don't know if you moved to a bad spot or something.
Good evening, 21 hours, mostly sunny, 80 degrees. Good evening. 22 hours. Clear. 77 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, clear, 70 degrees.